flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't get when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die,
the man of enlightenment is the man of less activities. The man of enlightenment is the man of silence. A priest died. And reached at the gates of Saint Peter. He was escorted to heaven. And as he expected, the heaven should be a perfect place. He desired food and the food came. He thought of the delicious drinks and suddenly the drinks appeared. Whatever he could desire, could think of, his every single wish got fulfilled. And then he was sitting. He was told to sit. And there was no walk. He got restless. Whole life he was involved in mission work. Whole life he was doing service, giving sermons, guiding people, creating new churches, helping the poor, all the time engaged in activities. And here he was told to just sit on a chair and not do anything. And it was too much for him. How long one can sit like that? He sat there for one day, second day, third day, He was getting tired and fed up. Just to sit like this. And he shouted, "This is not heaven, this is hell." Suddenly, if all activities are snatched away from you, how it will be like? We are surrounded by activities and they keep us busy. But they also hide, but they also masquerade the inner light. The inner emptiness, the vacuum. The loneliness. These activities, they keep you extrovert, not allowing to go inside. That's why the man of enlightenment is the man of less activities. Man is restless all the time, wanting to do something. Just sit and do nothing. Be nothing. Say nothing. Think nothing. Hear nothing. See nothing. Smell nothing. Touch nothing. And go within. Man is restless. He wants to do something. He wants company. He wants people. You must have seen a man walking alone in the night. He starts whistling. Why? A man walking alone in the lane. He starts whistling. He makes a whistle. Many times. Why? To give the impression that there is somebody. Because darkness is too much. Loneliness is too much. And to dispel that loneliness, he starts whistling while walking alone in the darkness or walking alone at night. That whistle is creating a feeling that somebody is around. The desire to be with somebody, the desire to get engaged in multiple things, and keeping oneself busy is a good thing, but is it the method? To hide, to shroud the inner restlessness, the inner loneliness, the internal emptiness. If it is so, it's an unsuccessful attempt. Because inside there is fear, inside there is anxiety, phobias, inside there is so much vacuum, so much loneliness, so much depression. Now how to cover that? So person engages oneself from dawn till dusk. Engage in multiple activities. this class, that activity. And we might give different reasons for them. The reasons might be financial. The reasons might be we love. We are interested in those activities. But are we running away from ourselves? Today's Murali Baba talked about silence. Silence is internal radiance. Silence is internal awakening. Silence is internal awareness. And when you are in silence, automatically, you are a flying bird. Ascending stage, bodiless. Activities, whatever we do in the state of body consciousness. That's again attempt to run away from oneself. Baba said, memory switch. In second, if you get the order to reach the sweet home in a second, can you? If you get the order to get established in Master Almighty authority, self-respect, can you? If you get the order to become Master Knowledge, Son of Knowledge and Radiate Light, can you? Science can do so many things. Silence is mightier than science. The greatest manifestation of power is to become calm. Silence is the spiritual power bank. So, 1981, the year is ending and a new year is about to start. Baba has told many things. What are your goals? You should have a double light crown. You should have a bracelet. You should have wings. You should become adaptability, flexibility, spiritual resilience, real gold mold. So you can create a flying stage vision board. Vision board is something you keep looking at and you can add each day new things. What are all the things that fly except bird? Put in that vision board all those things. All those things that fly. They will remind you an aeroplane is flying. It reminds you that you have to fly. Flying stage, ascending stage. When you are in body consciousness, you are a caged bird. When you are bodiless, you are a flying bird. So create a vision board. Baba said, Vijayi Baba, the tilak of victory. You can apply an invisible tilak after every act, after every task you complete successfully. You want to reach some place you reached. So apply that invisible tilak. You want to read a murli, you read the murli, you understood it. Apply the tilak. Celebrate small victories. Celebrate small victories. You don't have to throw a bash for it. No need to throw a party and invite people. Because if you invite everyone, Maya will also come. As an uninvited guest, even if you don't invite, she may call you that I have heard there is a party. Should I come? So block her number. Otherwise, she will come to see what sort of celebration and what sort of feast. So enjoy and celebrate. It's mental enjoyment and emotional celebration. Bracelet of enthusiasm, Kangan. Baba said, this bracelet you wear all the time, remaining enthusiastic, all the time full of verve, animation, full of energy, no shrinking, no dipping of consciousness, always alive, full of verve, full of divine animation, a vivacious personality, full of divine vivacity. So keep this bracelet of enthusiasm. First is invisible tilak. Keep applying it after every small task. And then keep checking your bracelet. It's there or not. If you are doing anything, you are riding, you are giving a course, you are giving a lecture, a speech, delivering a discourse, or some menial activities, some petty things, some trivial tasks, some insignificant works, whatever you do, do it. Pour your whole heart into it. Have the bracelet of enthusiasm. There's a book in English, Enthusiasm Makes the Difference. Dale Carnegie, very, very old book. All the recent self-help books are based on those previous self-help books. Vincent Peale, Dale Carnegie, all those authors of 19th century. Enthusiasm makes the difference. I remember when I was a very small child, this book was lying all the time in our house. And I would see, but I would never read. I was scared to read such big books. And what are you going to get? Enthusiastic. That's it. Then, victorious. This is your slogan. You can create similar slogans. Slogans of victory. Slogans of becoming victorious. How do you feel when you achieve a triumph? You become triumphant. Think of that. And mold yourself. Adaptability. Spiritual adaptability. How fast we adapt to places, situations, circumstances, and tough people. If a tough person comes and stays with you, how do you live? How do you face that? There's a saintly personality. There was a saintly personality in India, Sai Baba. They show that he used to stay in a place which was like a mosque. He used to call it Dwarkamai. And once, a guru came, a very, very arrogant guru with his three disciples and started staying there and said, I will stay here. You fakir, you just sit in one corner. The whole village protested. How can a new person come and take the charge of the place where the saintly man was staying? But Sai Baba, he had no problem. He said, you can stay. The man used to get angry at every now and then. He used to shout. He used to beat his disciples for every small mistakes. But this new partner had no problem, created no problem for a saintly man. He was as it is. He said, good that he has come here. I will learn many things from him. So, molding nature, adaptability, how fast we adapt. So these are some of the things from today's Murli. Silence, science, flying stage, double crown, himmat, courage, help, bodiless, ascending stage, enthusiasm, victory, molding nature, light might. So there are different adjectives. Spread across the Murli. So read, understand, mark the keywords, churn them, understand them, convert them into homeworks, tasks, creative activities. Make picture, make poem, make a song, have workshop, have seminar, have discussion, have debate. These are different methods. You can make the text interesting. Otherwise, the text is lengthy and boring. Otherwise, the text is a monologue, a dialogue, a unilateral conversation. And it is far away. The distance is big. 1981, 2024. The interest gets lost. Unless and until you do something, you intervene. You have to make this practical thing. So, new things have to be tried. Option.